Okay, Ian, say that to my fucking face.
I will. I already said it to your face.
Say it to my face again via podcast.
I was listening to a podcast, and Catherine asked me who the woman on the podcast was, and I was explaining to her that the woman part of the podcast doesn't matter. It's irrelevant.
Then what am I here for?
What, for me to bounce ideas off of. You're like,
for you to steal my ideas
no,
in the boardroom?
No, you've never. For me to mansplain. For me to hee-pee.
Mansplain what ideas are?
Yeah.
Does that happen as often as...
No, not at all. Nope. No. It's never happened.
Okay, that can't.
It's
be
never
true.
Happened.
No, there's a middle ground somewhere, but I don't know it. They really make it sound like somebody's like, "I have an idea. We should build a schoolhouse."
Excuse me, I have an idea.
And just scream it over somebody like another person didn't just say
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ian keeps calling this my podcast, like we have a kid that he doesn't love anymore.
Yeah. Did your parents ever do that?
No. And you know what?
Your daughter is fucking up at school.
And my dad is my half-brother and sister's stepdad, and he still didn't do that because he's a good person.
Mm.
So.
Okay.
So why did your parents do that?
Probably. I don't know. I don't remember.
Maybe well, as a joke. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean... That'd be funny if your fucking dad did it to your siblings.
Yeah, he's like, you're dumbass kids.
Yeah, I'm done. It's not my genetics.
I don't know how you can be such a good person. I feel like I would do that every once in a while. I do that with the dog.
Yeah, but you've always done that with the dog. You're very cold.
I'm not you have cold.
You're kind of like a... Ice witch or like ice queen.
Ice witch.
Yeah.
Which one?
The dog looks up at you with her big brown eyes and she just showers you with love and you say, and you spit in her gaping maw. She pants with excitement to see you.
I love the dog.
And then you flick your lit cigarette into her eye.
Well, now there's
some holes. And I have to comfort her.
Okay. I didn't do that, folks.
PETA. Not today.
PETA. Don't
PETA?
Don't add me, PETA.
Like Family Guy?
PETA.
Pretty good. You guys see Family Guy?
Stewie?
Stewie? You guys see Stewie?
Man, fuck Family Guy, but then also someone will quote it and I'll be like, that's pretty funny, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, well, what? It just shows you the power of South Park because early on we were all on board with Family Guy. We were like, this is fun, stupid, juvenile humor. I can get behind this. Oh, and then South Park was like, it sucks. And we were all like, it sucks.
I feel, I don't know. Yeah, I guess I don't remember the shift, but.
That was it. That South Park episode.
I guess I've rewritten history and just thought, I've always thought it sucked.
South Park, I believe, is also responsible for the Amy Schumer hate.
Really?
Really, like, so people will have like a vague idea about something. They'll be like, I don't really like Amy Schumer. And then South Park will come along and write beautiful critiques of her. And then for eternity, everybody will just repeat what Trey Parker and Matt Stone wrote as if it's their own ideas.
Like what?
Like they were the first ones to critique women who only talk about sex stuff.
That's
like
annoying.
My vagina, my period.
I hate when people complain about that.
Yeah.
Guys talk about sex stuff all the time.
Yeah.
It's stupid. That's sexist and wrong.
No, just, I agree. But
if you don't think she's funny, you don't think she's funny. But if you're mad that she's talking about sex, I think that betrays a little bit of your
character.
Well,
I think there was a little bit more nuance in the critique, the South Park critique, which was that she kind of... at the time wasn't even forming them into a joke.
Yeah,
it was just kind of like, I have a yeast infection. I'm on my period. I just took a bloody shit. And it's like, well, you got to set that up in some way. It's the twist at the end.
I can get on board with that. There is a caricature of female comedian that's like, I'm a dumb whore.
I was thinking about that today.
Got to give me more than that.
I was thinking about how dating right now must be a nightmare for straight dudes. I would think if I was single right now, I think I would be really frustrated with all the women who are just like, I'm a piece of shit.
Been,
and isn't that cute?
Like,
I'm
thinking about being single.
Yeah. Well, I mean, every waking moment and in my dreams.
Really, really analyzing what it must be like to be single. That's
take a compliment.
Interesting.
I said you're the best I can do. I said good for now. Listen, take a compliment.
Until I make more money.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. That must suck being the person you're like madly in love with somebody. You're like, we're very compatible, but then they become a billionaire.
Right.
Like, okay, but
bye.
This 22-year-old Moroccan model gets me.
Yeah, I heard somebody at an open mic, I think, talk about how, or maybe we were together, I don't know, talking about how they
probably
don't begrudge
Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah, that was Boris Kakin.
Okay, yeah.
He was really funny.
Yeah, he was talking about how, like, okay, you can sit back and be like, oh, he only dates 19-year-olds, but you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
You're not in that position.
It's like, you're ugly.
He was.
He's like, you don't have the problems that Leonardo DiCaprio had. You don't even worry about it.
Right.
And also, he said, if you were in his position, who knows what a horrible piece of shit you would be.
Right.
So, he's like, he's trying to save the planet. Let him fuck 24-year-olds. Who cares?
Yeah. He's trying to, like, do global warming stuff.
Yeah. You know what? It's even creepier than only going after, like, 25 and under. Sitting down with, like, an Excel spreadsheet and typing out the, like, romantic life of some guy you don't know.
Yeah. These women who keep track of who he's dating and really shit on him for it.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you think, like, if he wasn't dating them, he'd date you?
Yeah, that is... I think that's the underlying thing. It's like, are you butthurt that he would never date you?
Well, of course that's the underlying thing. They just see themselves in, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I get the impulse to be like, well, this sucks. Like, I was going to say, like, what, are women worthless to you past 25? But it's like, he's good friends with older women. He just doesn't want to fuck them.
I would say that women are useless to him across the board.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when he's hanging out with these 19-year-olds, he's not like, wow, this is my soulmate. He's just like, this is my newest hole.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, you're right. Imagine a game show where it's like, or a reality show where it's like, become Leonardo DiCaprio's newest hole. They walk up and they start talking about themselves, but they just kind of bleep it out. It just sounds like Charlie Brown adults, like, rah, 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 and then it just zooms in on their boobs.
I mean, there was a competition to be Flavor Flav's newest hole, so I'm sure that would be very popular.
I loved that show.
Oh, me too.
That show was fantastic.
It was the peak. As far as reality shows are concerned.
When I was younger, my like favorite television, when it was like a big deal, my favorite television viewing experience was to go in my parents' room when nobody was home and watch a TV in their bigger TV in their giant bed. And I would watch Flavor of Love in there when nobody was home. And I was like, this is the life.
Do you remember when they lined up all the girls and somebody just took a shit? Somebody pooped on the stairway? You remember that? It was like, who pooped? Like, one of the girls was wearing a dress and, like, really had to poop.
Did they find out who did it?
Yeah, eventually.
Who was it?
I mean, I don't remember any of their names.
There was Pumpkin, and my favorite was the one who ended up dating Shaq.
Hoops. She was the hottest one.
Yeah, she was beautiful and smart and interesting. And important.
You ever see those pictures with her and Shaq?
Yeah.
Where she comes up to his like calf?
His knee, yeah.
Does he just break her in half every time they have sex?
There's no way.
It must be like reverse childbirth.
No.
Just shoving a baby up, like back up in your snatch.
No. I don't know. I don't know how that works. I wonder if he's an incel because he can't fit his dick inside of anybody.
No, I think you would just go on a quest to find the woman with the most blown out vagina. That'd be a show you could be on. Become Shaq's new hole. And then they just they blow a leaf blower at your crotch. And if it goes, they're like, you're in the running. Here's your rose.
I don't think I would win, though.
Oh, you'd be, you know, you could be a contender.
Okay, runner up.
Yeah.
Thanks, babe.
No problem.
And then, of course, Miss New York. Amazing. Truly, I think my favorite reality star of all time, New York.
Oh, yeah. She's, the way she closes her eyes when she talks.
She's so great.
She's insane.
She's wild.
She has been popping up a lot lately.
Yeah, did
I
we
watched
see her,
her
on Ancient Aliens or something?
Yeah, on Action Bronson, Ancient Aliens, which I was watching last night.
Not regular Ancient Aliens.
Not, yeah, she's an ancient alien. I wouldn't be surprised. they find like hieroglyphs of New York carved into the side of the pyramids.
That New York meme where she's just sitting stoically on the bed.
Yeah, that's just carved into the side
the
of
giant a giant pyramid.
We should do a sketch like that where we do an Ancient Aliens episode and we just show hieroglyphs that are just the most modern things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody swiping on Tinder.
I wanna,
let's not do this sketch.
Okay, yeah, I was like gonna let you talk for a while and then just hope you forgot about that. I didn't try to pursue
you're
it.
Mean
you know, no, I want to be supportive, but that was a bad idea.
Okay, well, what the fuck, you have an idea then.
Okay,
what's your idea?
Well, I had a similar idea for a sketch.
No, don't say that sketch because okay. We're gonna film that.
Okay. Then
I don't
never
want
mind.
People to
okay, but we both know I have one.
Yes. And it's actually good, so don't say it.
Okay, thank you.
Because I really do want to film it.
Cool.
Cool. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, what were we talking about? Oh, New York.
New York.
So she was on celebrity fucking something, therapy or something
with
her and her mom.
Dr. Drew. Oh, I remember her mom from Flavor of Love.
Yeah, she was a psychopath.
Believe it or not. Yeah, she was out of her mind. Yeah. What, did they work through their issues?
No, like her mom is like a true like sociopath, like a true crazy person.
Yeah.
And I think New York was pregnant and the mom was saying how she was going to get her baby taken away from her.
Why?
Because she didn't
she
should have a baby. And yeah, it's real
oh, God.
Disturbing. It wasn't like fun to
yeah.
watch. It was like them and like Bam was on there with his mom, I think.
See, why are we doing this? We get to watch the reality show where we're like, look at these silly freaks. Aren't they fun circus people that we get to point and laugh at on this show in this context? It's all very light. And then you bring them on that show and you get to see why they're completely fucked up.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay.
This
really,
is a bizarre.
Really ruin it. It's like when you watch a documentary about porn. You're like, I don't need to see the behind the scenes.
Right. Just let me make fun of them.
See how the crazy sausage is made.
Mm-hmm. It's getting cold out.
It is cold out.
I'm getting fat. I'm getting winter fat. And I want to get some apple cider.
Okay. You want to go apple picking?
Yeah, kind
of. Wear matching turtlenecks and pose with a bunch of apples?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would do that.
Okay. We can do that. And a pumpkin patch?
Pumpkin?
We can go to a pumpkin patch?
Sure.
It's just a patch full of pumpkins from...
Yeah, I know what it is.
No. Yeah, I wasn't done. Pumpkin from Flavor of Love.
Oh.
She has she's got like a kissing booth, but it's just a... You can look at her old wrinkly pumpkin patch.
She was on like a bunch of court shows.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she's on like Judge Judy or Judge Mathis or something.
She was one that I'm like, I don't think Flav actually loves her, you know? I think that the producers are forcing him to keep her around.
She was an unbelievable person. She was one of these...
What do you mean?
She was one of these famous by any means necessary. I will go suck on Flav's 400-year-old dick.
Did she do porn?
Oh, probably.
Wait, how do you know so much about what else she did?
Because I just remember her popping up everywhere around that time. She was like, she was grasping at whatever she could get. I think she had another reality show. There might have been some kind of dating show with her as the main person.
She was so, I mean.
She was very like Florida, like
yeah.
Casey Anthony type.
Yeah,
you know?
She was one of Casey Anthony's crew for sure.
Right, yeah.
Oh, God.
Do you think they ever partied together?
Probably, honestly. Probably. It's a small state, I'm sure.
Didn't we? Wasn't Casey Anthony in the news recently? Like she wants to.
She's having another kid.
Yes.
That's fucking crazy.
Right.
Thank you for bringing that up. That is important.
You're welcome.
Important suicide pact news. Casey Anthony wants to have another baby. What should she name it?
She should name it.
She's gonna name it something fucking stupid like Kendall Marie or
Kylie. What was the dead one?
Kaylee.
Two.
Yeah.
Good riff. Professional comedians.
Yeah, we did it.
That should have been rapid fire jokes. Just like
we're like, oh, Kaylee too. Yeah, and then maybe just like Elizabeth. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a pretty name.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, she'll probably consult one of those baby name books. Yeah. Or like maybe name it after
maybe family name.
Yeah, somebody that she cared about in her mm-hmm. family. So, anyway, maybe Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Maybe she'll name it Beyonce. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
So. Casey Anthony's a honorary reality star.
I would watch a reality show.
Yeah.
Starring her.
Me too. And I would enjoy it.
Me too.
It's really fucked up.
Remember that freak show reality show on TLC back in the day with the girl with two heads?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What about it?
That was weird.
Okay. I'm just saying it's funny that, like, because that makes sense. It's like, wow, that's a... That's a strain. That's an anomaly. But Casey Anthony just murdered her kid. And we're all fascinated by her because she's like hot trash.
Mm-hmm. She's a dumpster fire.
Well, I'm a hot mess.
I'm so sick of that phrase. Like
hot mess.
No. Like a trash person is something that a lot of people say on Twitter, or a dumpster fire.
Yeah, it's done. It's retired.
Yeah.
Add that to the list of things you can't say anymore.
Like
so
what?
That's a thing.
Like retard?
Yeah, but for different reasons. The dumpster fire community isn't really protesting. It's just a...
Either a retard.
Tacky phrase.
Nobody can read their signs.
You're killing me.
Finger painting.
Ian.
Nonsense.
Hunt.
One just has Elmo on
Stop.
It. It's like, what do they even want?
It.
And they're like,
candy.
Stop it.
I'm sorry.
Stop.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay. He apologized, folks.
I apologized, SNL. So they're making a movie about Gretchen Carlson. And
it's called Radio.
Catherine.
Sorry.
You can't say that Gretchen Carlson's a fat retard.
Sorry.
It didn't make any sense.
Radio 2.
Radio 2.
Starring Gretchen Carlson. Okay. Yeah. What's it called?
Bombshell.
Oh, my God.
It's about how the Fox News ladies, namely... Gretchen Carlson and
Megyn
the blackface
Kelly.
One, Megyn Kelly, were sexually harassed by Roger Ailes.
It's about how
Roger
they're
Ailes.
Strong queens.
Yeah.
Taking back the night or something.
Right. The most despicable women that have ever lived.
I'm so mad. It's so annoying. Listen, nobody should get sexually harassed. If they got sexually harassed in their office, fire whoever or take care of it. But let's not make a fucking movie about it. Let's not have Charlize Theron and I want to call her Sharon Tate. Why can't I remember her name?
I don't know. The Australian one?
Yeah. Margot Robbie. Like glorifying you assholes. Let's keep it in the part because they're all just like, what are we going to do about this? And she's in bed with her husband and he's like, you're a strong queen. And let's keep in the part where she's like, Jesus was white and so was Santa. Getting like really mad about it.
Yeah.
I don't understand why blackface is wrong.
Right.
Sure.
Gretchen Carlson is, I think she's the one that wrote the book that the movie's based off of.
Great.
And she is the worst person that's ever lived. Like she...
You've interacted with her, right?
I've never interacted with her, but I worked on that show, Fox and Friends.
Yeah.
And... People used when I worked at Fox News, people would be like, what, like, what's it like? Like, what's the most evil thing you've witnessed on the inside? And it's like literally just watch that show.
Yeah, that's it.
They put it all out there. The hateful, evil, creepy, weird things that these people are willing to read off of a teleprompter for money. And now, for years, she did that, you know? She has no political leanings. She's just a dingbat. She was like a, what do they call it? Pageant winner.
Yeah.
So she wants to be on TV forever. She wants to stay relevant. She wants people to keep telling her she's attractive. So she goes on this network that's watched exclusively by guys in their 70s who are like, ooh, a hot blonde thing. And then she'll just spew whatever hate is fed to her. And she spent years dividing the country and lying into a camera. And now we're making a movie about what a hero she is. And she's played by somebody who's just way more attractive and like stoic and interesting than she ever was.
Brave. Now she's a fucking feminist icon.
Yeah, she was just a quaking idiot. Just like a giggling, like one of the guys.
That's fucking insane. Watch the trailer if you haven't, listener. It is so frustrating.
Right. It all worked out in her favor. She fucked with the country for years, and I think her career was kind of on a decline, and she had to make plans for the next step.
Yeah.
So she just exposed some of the evil things that were happening at Fox News, and it lined up with Me Too. And now she is riding that wave as a fucking feminist figure.
She's working in a concentration camp, and she's like, that guy harassed me.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
Right after she shoots a Jew in the back of the
poor
head.
Poor lady.
Remember when we went to Atlantic City and we stayed in the Gretchen Carlson
Okay, Atlantic City is like the capital of the Miss America pageant. And we stayed at, it was like a Sheraton or something that was like the location of the first ever Miss America pageant. So in the lobby, it's all these dresses and crowns from the pageant back in like 1918 or maybe like 1921. And we just so happened to be in the suite dedicated to Gretchen Carlson.
Everything was Gretchen Carlson themed.
It was so weird.
Oh, it was great, though. It was so stupid. What a fucking shit city. What a fucking scummy, gross, nightmare place.
I love Atlantic City. But
have we talked about Atlantic City on the podcast before?
We've probably mentioned it, but hey, let's get back into it. I fucking love it there.
Yeah, Catherine used to get a lot of work there as a comic, and we would go
prostitute
and just gamble.
Yeah,
and almost get murdered.
Oh yeah, that was I sent Ian out for wine because I'm a tiny lady, and I needed it. And I don't know. That was when we first started going, and I didn't know, like, you never wander off the boardwalk or out of the casino. So I was like, can you just walk to the nearest liquor store in Atlantic City?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like. As soon as you're off the main like drag, it looks like you're on the set of The Walking Dead or something.
It looks like New Orleans immediately after the hurricane.
Yeah. It's bad. It's so bad.
Just houses held together by spit.
People get stabbed to death in broad daylight.
I thought I was going to get stabbed to death. I mean, a lot of people approached me in that like three block trip I took.
Oh, man.
Even more than around this neighborhood.
Yeah.
But I went to a liquor store and I, you know, the plexiglass,
one
whatever.
One wine, please.
Yeah. They had one bottle of Yellowtail that I had to dust off.
It was bad.
They were like, we didn't know we carried that.
Even for Yellowtail, yeah. It was bad. I
it tastes like tastes like vinegar.
It was just purple. It was like Shiraz or something. It was so bad. While walking through the streets of Atlantic City once, I did receive the best cat call that I've ever gotten. This old guy with a cane saw me coming and he puts his cane in the air and he steps to the side and he goes, all rise, beautiful lady coming through. And I was like, well, thank you very much. I like, you know, when you get catcalled, you try to like make a mean face. You're
sure,
like,
yeah, I always do.
I'm going to ignore that. But I was beaming. I was like, thank you.
Well, it's kind of less threatening when it's an old guy,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's true. It's
you
like
know,
a
it's
little
like,
more
well,
sweet.
You can't rate me.
Yeah, you're not good.
You'd have a hell of a time,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Even if you got me down, does it still work?
Yeah.
So.
So.
So, it's not as bad.
That
so
reminds
when you're,
me.
So, when you hit 90, you should be able to, 90. When you hit fucking 70, you should be able to say whatever you want to women at the grocery store.
Yeah. Spit on them. Mm-hmm. Do whatever.
Yeah. Because it's not sweet. Yes, it's sweet. It's cute.
Because you're frail.
Right. Because you're old. Isn't it funny how we see old people as like babies?
I think about that all the time, and it's so frustrating.
That's why I know I'm going to be the worst old man.
Yeah, you're
ever.
Gonna be mean as fuck.
Oh, I'm gonna be so fucking mean.
I know.
I don't want to be, but I'm going. I'm gonna feel like people
you're
are patronizing
like,
me all the time.
You think I wasn't your age 10
yeah,
years ago?
Exactly.
You'll...
I think about that shit now with just like younger people who just. Yeah. You know, I heard somebody say one time that every generation thinks that they invented sex.
Oh,
you know the way
yeah,
they
yeah.
talk about it, the way they condescend.
Eating ass,
yeah.
You fucking idiots. I mean.
If you go to the Museum of Sex, there are like old-timey black and white videos. You know, like how old movies, the frame rate's weird, so everybody looks like they're moving really fast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like that shit with people eating ass, you know? Full fucking enormous bushes on
go
these.
Go back to like Caligula days, right?
Yeah.
It's ancient Greece. They invented everything.
Also, people aren't fucking now. Kids aren't fucking.
Yeah. And that's a shame. That's a damn shame.
Yeah, I love it when kids fuck each
no.
other.
No, when Ian says kids, he means 18.
Below 16.
Stop
it. I'm not going to watch it. I just think it's, I don't know. I don't even know where I'm going with this anymore.
Yeah,
just something
just
heinous.
No, yeah, something
you know
awful.
How this podcast yeah, works. Documentary, pedophiles.
Say something about
documentary.
Say something that crosses the line and I have to yell at you for it.
Yeah, so you get off scot-free.
Listen, I don't agree. I do it to keep myself safe because I don't co-sign on your horse.
I've never said anything that offensive.
You were talking about
what?
I don't know. I won't even say
what was I talking about?
I don't
say
remember.
It. Say it.
I don't remember.
You're a coward. You'll be remembered as a coward.
Maybe so.
You're a Seth Simons. Yeah.
No.
The worst thing you can be. A Seth Simons. What are you going to be for Halloween? Do you have a costume?
Yeah.
What? Like, do you really have one?
I think I know. I wasn't going to tell you just in case you tried to stop me. But I'm tired of... No, look at me. You're looking... He's pretending to fall asleep. And rip his face off.
What?
I'm tired of quirky Halloween costumes. You know when...
Go off, queen.
You're like, yeah, you're like in your 20s. And you're
go
like,
off.
I'm not going to be a slutty cat because I'm interesting. I'm going to be stupid fucking Bob Ross or something because that's quirky and I'm different. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of it. You're only hot for so long.
I'm not
in
sure
your
what
life.
You're tired of. Oh, okay. What are you going to be?
I'm going to wear a cat suit. I don't care.
And you're not going to be anything?
I just want to wear a cat suit. I'm going to be a woman wearing a cat suit for Halloween because I want to. And what other day of the year am I allowed to wear a cat suit out in public?
Well, we'll see.
No, no.
What am I supposed to be?
The Tim Burton Willy Wonka.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
like a really high
what,
quality.
It's my favorite film.
High quality version.
What do you mean?
So creepy. I can picture that perfectly. That like red bob and those glasses and hat.
What a shit
like white
movie.
Skin.
Have you ever seen that film?
No, no, no. I haven't even seen the original. That's
I know,
what
that's
people
a
get
shame.
Mad at me for.
Well, that's one of those things where I do think if you watch it, you'd be like, wow, this really is interesting. But there's a lot of movies where people tell you to watch them now. And it's like, well, if I didn't fucking see The Goonies, am I going to love it now?
I've also never seen The Goonies.
Or am I going to check my phone? I've seen it in chunks.
I've never.
It really just, these movies have to hit you at a very certain time in your life.
People, you have a bit about this. You haven't done it in a while, but this person has got to go. And really think about this, folks. When you're in a conversation with somebody and somebody tells you they haven't seen a film, I don't care what fucking movie it is, relax. Relax for a second.
When you go, I've never seen Jaws, and the person goes, what? Are you fucking shitting me? Are you serious?
You just start throwing
oh my God!
Patio furniture. They punch their own wife in the face. Cool it, okay?
There's only so many hours in your life.
Yeah.
Sometimes these things slip through the cracks. You never sit down and go like, oh, I'm in the mood to watch Schindler's List. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or whatever the fuck. Especially like, we can all say that there's these classic movies that are brilliant, but sometimes you don't want to go back in time and watch a movie before pacing was invented, you know, yeah. where a shot was just 45 minutes long and it's just some, you know, a guy parking his car and you go, I my brain is shot. I have Twitter now.
Exactly. Yeah. No,
I
it's
need,
ruined
I need
for
cuts,
me.
Quick cuts.
But even then, even if it's like an action movie, sometimes you're just not in the mood for it. And it's just define somebody's childhood. Like you said, like, I'm not, and a lot of people may disagree with me, I'm not in the mood for Back to the Future anymore. I don't want to watch it.
You know, although when you say these movies, I'm like, fuck, I could go for some Back to the Future.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a bad example. Back to the Future is very good. And if you haven't seen it, I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
Back to the Future 2.
Is that the one that's still the future, or it's the Wild West?
No, that, Wild West is the third one.
Okay.
The second one is when they actually go to the future.
Yeah.
The first one is they go to the past.
Okay. Okay.
So the what is it? The second one's like what? Like 2017? That's the future they go to?
Really? Oh, yeah. That's why everyone's freaking out on Facebook.
Right.
It's like, this is the day. Sure. Okay. Back to the Future is a good movie. You guys should see it.
These are all, you know.
Yeah, they're all good movies.
They're all movies you should see, but
just don't be that person at a in a social interaction that loses their shit.
Yeah.
Over a movie.
Because everybody has the you know, the movie they haven't seen.
Yeah. I'm going to do it for stupid movies and lose my mind.
Like what?
You haven't seen the live action Flintstones?
Oh.
And hit somebody with my car?
I would do that. Have you ever seen the live action Flintstones?
No.
It's got like a 4% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but I don't understand that.
You
I
really
think it's amazing.
It?
I think it's so fun. It's
you know what you also said this about?
What?
Another live action Hanna-Barbera, the Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo movie's also great.
No, there's no
You've
way.
You've never seen it, though. You've never seen these films.
I don't know.
You know what they deliver? Well, the Flintstones movie delivers everything you loved about the cartoon, which was just like, you know, vacuum cleaners that are animals. And
I do
like,
love
it's all that shit.
I do really love
but
that.
Then it's like you can actually, it's real people. That's it. I mean, like the story sure is like nothing, but it looks amazing.
Does it? Because I see, I feel like you'd lose something when it's not a cartoon. Like, I don't want to see it in live action.
It's
not
so fun.
Meant to be
it's
that
so
way.
It's so fun.
What about Honeymoon Rock Vegas or whatever?
No, are you kidding me? What the fuck?
What's that one called?
I don't know.
Viva Rock Vegas?
But that John Goodman's not in that one, so
oh,
who
yeah,
gives a
that
shit?
One. Yeah, he couldn't possibly be seen making that one.
Yeah. Straight
who,
to VHS.
Somebody else plays John Goodman?
I think so. I think it's like a prequel.
Okay.
Were you a big Flintstone head?
Yeah, yeah. I watched
Jetsons.
Saturday morning cartoons.
Jetsons Meet the Flintstones.
I don't remember that.
Oh, my God. You haven't seen that? Great.
Great
movie.
I was more into Flintstones and Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo and the Ghoul School was my favorite film.
See, that's so weird because you bring that up a lot.
Yeah.
You never shut the fuck up about it.
Me.
And I've never heard of that
it's,
incarnation.
I'm sure it's on, you know, I think it may have been the later version of Scooby-Doo.
Well, I stayed with Scooby-Doo all the way
and
up
you've never
to
seen
a pup named Scooby-Doo.
Scooby. Yeah, you introduced me to a brand new Scooby-Doo character that I've never even heard
Scooby-Dum.
Of. Scooby-Dum.
There's Scooby, there's Scrappy-Doo, Scooby-Doo, Scooby-Dum. And then we discovered another
Scooby
character.
Scooby-Don't.
No, no. Scooby-Dum. Scooby, it's, was it Doobie?
Scooby-Dum, Scooby-Doo, and Scooby-Joo?
It was like, it's like music terms, like dum-doo. D, Scooby-D.
Scooby-D?
There's a Scooby-D. Are you guys still listening? I wouldn't be.
Really?
Turn on the daily, learn something. Go spend time with your family. What the fuck are you doing? Listening to two
uninformed
adult drunks talk about Scooby-Doo? There's not even any... Ugh. Today's kill yourself, you.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
For listening, really. Mm-hmm. Although, don't. It's a joke. I don't want to go to jail for you.
But there was Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo and Scrappy-Doo.
That's the song. I don't know Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo and the 13 Ghosts.
Was there a girl version of Scooby-Doo that he was in? Oh, yeah.
That's Scooby-Dee, I think.
She's like the white one with eyelashes, right?
Yeah, I guess
she's very hot.
Right. And Scooby-Doo's black.
Is he a Great Dane?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Marmaduke.
Great.
Who's your favorite cartoon Great Dane?
Marmaduke.
What?
I don't know. I just wanted to rock the boat, you know? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a hipster.
We should watch.
Speaking of hipsters, I came up with a new character. Everybody's mad at Ellen.
Sure.
Because Ellen's best friends with George Bush.
Right. They did 9/11 together.
They did it together. They held hands and did 9/11 together. Uh-huh. This character is a hipster finding out that everyone, a homophobic hipster finding out that everyone hates Ellen. Oh, you guys hate Ellen now? I've hated her since I found out she was gay. So.
I really wanted to tweet that, yeah, sure, George Bush is evil and a war criminal, but Ellen's gay, and you wouldn't let me do that.
See, because once again, I'm like, I don't think they understand. It's Twitter. You're throwing that out there for the entire world to see, and sure, your handful of friends are going to know, oh, he's making a joke.
It's in the Bible.
Like, because stop it. See, I can't even. The joke is that it's weird to be homophobic, and that's what's funny.
No, the joke is she's a lesbian woman. It's an affront to God. That's the joke.
Stop.
It's more of an observation. It's observational comedy.
You're killing me.
Bush, 9/11, Ellen.
Go ahead.
Gay.
Okay. I can't help you anymore.
I think the Bible actually says that it's cool when ladies do it. Like, it's hot when ladies do it.
Are you serious? Oh, my God. I'm so stupid. I'm so fucking stupid. I thought there was, like, one, like, on Sundays before dusk, two women can finger each other as long as their husbands watch.
The Bible is like, no man shall lay with another man. Oh, but yeah, when a lady does it, that's
kind of hot.
I ain't got no problem with that. ain't nothing wrong with that.
One of the Ten Commandments, the 11th commandment that people don't talk about is don't do 9/11.
Yeah.
People always forget that one.
What'd you think about Ellen hanging out with W?
I wasn't surprised. I don't think you get that rich by being like a great person.
You know what's weird is, like, okay, everybody's upset with Ellen for palling around with W, but, like, he's best friends with Obama's wife.
Oh yeah.
You know, and Obama actually had power.
Right, yeah.
And everybody thought that was cute. There was, like, a bunch of memes of them sharing candy and stuff, you know.
Yeah, like I said earlier, it is strange what we pick and choose. We're upset about.
It's all based on which tweet goes viral.
Yeah, it really is.
Whoever gets the first jab out there and everybody gets behind it.
Yeah.
Somebody shit on Ellen for, I mean, also fuck Ellen to death.
Right.
I mean, for hanging out with W.
I think there is also an underlying urge, like an itch people have been wanting to scratch, like, I want to get this bitch for something. Like,
yeah,
she's too perfect, and it's,
well, there's
annoying.
A lot of rumors that she's a true monster behind,
yeah,
the scenes.
Yeah, and I think people know that, they talk about it, and they wanted to get her for a while.
She, you know, growing up, she was very charming, and mm-hmm. I liked her sitcom, and I liked her, you know. I remember there was a Disney World ride where her and Bill Nye the Science Guy explained dinosaurs to you.
As far as Ellen go, like, Ellen, the performer that we all know, like, I love Ellen.
What she puts out there is very sweet.
She's
and fun.
She's delightful and genuinely funny, but I don't trust it. Like, there, I'm not going to be appalled when I see her hanging out with, you know, a war criminal.
There
like
is something
said.
Behind her eyes that says, you know, like Pumpkin from Flavor of Love.
Yeah, she's
like,
the
by all means necessary,
yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
will be famous.
That's what I'm saying about, you don't get that famous and that rich without, you know, stepping on a few baby heads or whatever.
But
you
I
have
think
to do.
There are probably some people who are rich and famous who are sweet. You know, it does exist.
That rich, like, she seems very controlling. I don't know what it is about her, like, I don't know.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's something specific about her.
Like she has like to when wear I see all Paul white. Rudd, she probably like throws out her sneakers every day and buys a brand new pair of white sneakers. Yeah. You know what I mean?
She yells at staffers. I
yeah,
bet.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when I see Paul Rudd, I never get like I can't imagine yeah. that you have a different side to you
but
off
he's
camera.
Not that level.
Yes, he is. He's fucking Ant-Man.
I know he's super duper rich, but she's like she don't is yell at me. A corporation as a person.
Right. Okay. So who is a? So you're saying anybody
like Oprah,
at her level?
Oprah's probably a,
evil.
Probably. I want to. You know what? There's a. I don't know what it is about Oprah. I don't have the same feeling of.
You just don't like powerful women. How come?
No, no.
You
I was
can't
about to
just
say,
look at a queen that's slaying.
I,
and just this is typical women shit. You have to. You have to be happy for them.
No. I was actually about to say that I don't think. I don't get that same feeling of like. You're probably evil from Oprah that I do with Ellen, even though Oprah probably is just by the fact that anybody who's a billionaire, you know,
I don't think Oprah's evil.
Okay, fine.
Because she builds like schools in
yeah,
in
she does
Africa
a lot more. Yeah, you're right.
But Ellen probably does shit too.
Yeah, she's probably got stupid charities. Like
she does dog stuff. I think she
yeah.
likes like dogs.
Yeah, that's basic. She's basic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
She just wants to be famous.
Yeah.
You know what it is? Is that I see people we know in her, in Ellen.
Yeah.
Just the way she's... this is a hard conversation to have because we have no evidence of any of this.
I know.
It's just
a speculation.
Yeah. Maybe she's great. But she did help George Bush do 9/11.
Yeah. That is the only thing we do know for sure. So take that...
Devil's
As
advocate, though,
will.
That new World Trade Center is beautiful.
It is good. I've
and
never.
That if Ellen hadn't done 9/11,
I don't
we would
like
be stuck
these
with
jokes.
These... okay.
I'm kidding.
Should we wrap it up so you can go to your show?
Yeah, I have a show to go to.
Do you want to do some plugs?
Mm-hmm.
Fridays, come to Parkside Lounge at 7 p.m. to see our show, and on October 25th. I'm throwing a Halloween party at Stand Up New York. You can go to their webpage and get tickets. There's going to be, we just got a, just booked a live band.
Yeah.
That's going to cost us
oh, really?
Every penny that we have.
Oh, no.
But it's going to be awesome.
I'll be in a cat suit.
Cat suit, Catherine, costume contest with
yes.
prizes.
I'm very excited. That's going
to
be great.
Is there anything else you want to promote?
No. Unless you guys listen to this the second it comes out, run to the lantern at 8 o'clock tonight. Oh, it's not. This is even going to be out. Forget
yeah,
it.
You dummy.
Never mind.
Please spread the word about the podcast. And
yeah.
That's it.
That is it. Goodbye. Hail Satan.